producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everybody needs to make YouTube videos about it. Everybody needs to send our article out. We're going to be beefing it up. Hashtag Stop Ebola Strike. National strike to force Obama to block West African flights. Starts Monday, goes through next Wednesday. If they haven't acted, it goes right through Friday. I don't know if it's going to be successful. That's up to you. Roger, you're getting into fluoride. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm talking about transfer factors. And when I used to work as a distributor for Four Life Research, I learned that these transfer factors, which are patented, you can find them in the physician desk reference in the first page of the supplements, and they're proven to elevate your defenses by 487%. And every time I would go to the doctor's office and, you know, bring up this conversation about it, they would just toss me aside or rush me out right away. And that's when I started noticing that this got to be something important about these transfer factors. And I've been taking them for 3 years. And also, I feel...
Are you talking about key enzyme? I mean, that's the kind of stress...
Transfer factors that come from the colostrum of the milk of a cow.
Yes.
From the egg yolk of the chicken. Now, this stuff is well-known and documented that they use it in Russia. The Russian Health Ministry actually mandated by law that every clinic, anyone that steps foot in clinics out there needs to take these transfer factors because there's a lot of sicknesses and diseases inside clinics and hospitals. So
no, I was aware of that. I was aware of that. Great point. We'll look into that, transfer factors. Thank you so much for that tip. Great info, Roger. John in California, you're on the air.
Stepped in my call. Former Lieutenant Commander Navy here, also a nursing supervisor at Folsom, a big maximum security prison in California.
Oh, yeah.
Just got word that we're to start training in preparation of Ebola patient potential. We've been referred to the CDC sites, treatment modalities, protective clothing. My point is they wouldn't be doing this if Reich is a great idea. A lot of us medical types listen to you. For crying out loud, let's let all the medical people in your audience know that we need to honor this strike because we're going to be on the front line. When this gets out of control, and we need to stand firm.
We need the nursing unions, the police unions, the EMT unions. I mean, you guys, the prison people, it's going to be living hell if we don't contain this. I mean, you guys are just are really going to be the highest level of infected. Look how it's nurses right now. So, I mean, that's why we're doing the strike. And I know we're organizing it quick. I should have done it earlier. I don't know why nobody else is doing it, but thank you for helping us. We're going to just try to get people organized as best we can.
Let's get rid of this politically correct Obama policy. It's crazy. It's insane. And I'm a psychiatric nurse. It's insane.
What do you think's going on? Because it really is insane. Why would they hire an Ebola czar who has no medical history, no medical training?
Well, that's a good question, but I think it's probably because they have no medical training and they'll get spoon-fed whatever propaganda the administration wants to put out.
No, I totally agree with you. You know, I want to keep taking phone calls here, but I've got to go shoot something for the news. I want to talk to John in Ohio, says their director of infectious disease, airborne. We've got Ron. We've got Scott. We got a lot of calls I want to go to. Does David Knight want to come sit in here for 30 minutes and maybe... take some of these calls, because I've got to go, but I want to keep taking these calls. Listen, caller from Folsom Prison, thank you for calling. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on, but that train keeps coming, and that's what tortures me. I think I just butchered Johnny Cash's song. We're going to see if David Knight wants to come in. We can have a long intro and get to a few more of your calls, 800-259-9231. I'm going to go work with Watson on this strike story, because he got it out, did a great job, and I want to beef it up. I got the nightly news. I need to shoot. So I'll see you back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. from Texas. David is coming up. Don't hang up.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and Alex had to take care of some business, some previous commitments, so I wanted to take your phone calls here. We just had someone that I would very much like to talk to that hung up, John in Ohio. John, if you want to call back, we're going to try to take calls through the end of this segment. So we've got about another 12 minutes or so, so we might be able to get to if you want to call back. But let's go right now to Ron in Canada. Ron?
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy, good. Can I ask you a question about geopolitics?
Sure.
I just wanted you to explain it, because I heard that they're using it to create World War III.
You want me to explain geopolitics?
Right.
Let's see, how much time we got here? well, you know, what we see is a revival of the Cold War, and there's absolutely no reason for it. We were the aggressors in that area. I think that's probably what you're talking about when you talk about World War III. Of course, we've also seen the plan to take down multiple Mideastern countries. Syria was on the map. Iran is on the map. General Wesley Clark had mentioned that. He gave us the list. We see this list being walked down sequentially. It's that type of thing, of course, but it's also a consolidation of power. But there's different power groups. I mean, it's a very, I mean, just listen to the program, you'll get it. But I can't give you a breakdown on the whole topic here in just a couple of minutes. Did you have a question?
Yes. Is Obama using geopolitics, do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's
something that he...
Yeah, that's absolutely the strategy. I mean, if you look at the techniques that have been going back to, and this is both parties. I mean, we've had Henry Kissinger that was essentially running Richard Nixon, and then we had Zbigniew Brzezinski come in with Jimmy Carter. I mean, they're essentially, these guys have created organizations like the CFR. They work through Bilderberg. They work through all these different globalist organizations. And so, yeah, they use that. They can call it any number of different labels.
Also, I just wanted to mention the International Monetary Fund also has certain policies in place as well, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, I want to move on because I want to get some of these comments on Ebola. That's really what we wanted to talk to about to people today that are hanging. They've got a lot of we got a lot of people who wanted to call in about Ebola. Thanks for calling, Ron. Let's go to Nick in Connecticut. Nick, go ahead.
Hi. How you doing, Dave?
Doing fine. Thanks for calling.
I didn't want to talk about Ebola. I just wanted to mention something real quick on silver.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy who ran a blog for 15 years named Harvey Organ.
Mm-hmm.
Google just removed his blog and said it was because of a court order. Now, about a month ago, he was on a alt news website called USA Watchdog, where he said what Harvey Organ does is he specializes in looking at the physical amounts worldwide of like how much silver and gold, like the physical amount of it, or you know, is and how it's traded.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the Shanghai Express in mid to late November this year, coming up, is going to run out of physical silver. So the only place, and that's where China gets most of its silver right now, physically, which they use in industry and all that, is from the Shanghai Express, the Shanghai Exchange. So when that runs out, the only place they can go to get physical is in the COMEX. And if you know anything about the COMEX, you know they don't have anything.
Well, I understand. I mean, I've been looking at this myself, too, for a long time. We look at things that are precious metals or things that actually in the Constitution were supposed to be our money, silver and gold. That was how the dollar was defined. It wasn't in a fiat currency. Nevertheless, they can use these fiat currencies to suppress markets. So even though the supply is shrinking, that doesn't mean that they can't rig the market. And they've done that in the past with both silver and with gold. So it's difficult to predict that based on just looking at quantities that are extant out there. But, of course, if people are concerned about it, what's going on with Ebola, people might start hoarding all types of things. They might even hoard them for health purposes because silver has some connections with disinfectant. It's been a very reliable disinfectant for a very long time. Let's move on to Andrew in Illinois. Thank you, Nick. Andrew in Illinois, go ahead.
I was watching your show and I noticed that Ebola is surfacing as lasting longer. Dana Lish show today, she revealed that a Minnesota epidemiologist came forward that it can survive for several days on a hard, dry surface.
Yeah, I'm seeing different information about that. As a matter of fact, one of the stories that was linked on Drudge to the Weekly Standard, they were talking about a much, much longer period of time that it could survive on surfaces. They said the reason they're washing stuff down with chlorine, and I can't remember the amount of time they said, but it was quite a long time. I had seen in the past that it was only, they said, hours or days. That was the official word before from the CDC. They said it got shorter if it was exposed to sunlight. Now, with this article, and I haven't checked that source, they were saying it was much longer than that. I thought it was also interesting in that article they mentioned that scientists that were working with this most recent outbreak had over this last 6 months identified 100 different strains or mutations within that Ebola virus. So I thought that was pretty amazing. I don't know if that's typical or not. Maybe if we've got somebody who's a medical person, epidemiologist, they could speak to that. But I thought that was an amazing piece of information as well. Thank you. Let's go to Scott in Nebraska. Scott?
Okay, I got three questions or statements here. And what if Ebola gets into the water supply? If it has to go through the water system to get purified out?
Mm-hmm.
And if this is just payback for the CIA that actually used Ebola to reduce the populations in Africa, is this something Obama is letting in because it's kind of payback? And the other one is I got a friend of a friend ended up in a park. He was MK Ultra, said that they told him to go shoot up a school.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up in a park, woke up, and they had all the magazines loaded for his 9mm.
Wow. Well, you know, in terms of putting it in the water supply, we know that they already do dump toxic substances into the water supply. Fluoride is a class 4 toxic substance. You can see that. We've actually gone to the Austin city water supply here in Austin and taken pictures of it. You can see the corroded pipes. You can see the class 4 right there. That's as high as it goes. We put that in there because, of course, that helps the companies that generate that toxic waste. They don't have to pay a lot of money to dispose of it. They can just dump it into our water. And you know what? Even if you think that fluoride is something that's good for you, if you think that it's medicine that everybody ought to take, when would you ever just dump medicine into the water supply? You can't control the dosage. So people are going to get under-medicated. They're going to get over-medicated. You don't have the same kind of dosage for a child that you have for an adult. So it makes absolutely no sense to add that to the water supply. In terms of you know, what's going on in Africa, I think it's very interesting and noteworthy that the U.S. military didn't even have an AFRICOM, an Africa Specialty Command. They didn't even have that until 2007. I think it's also interesting to note that Bilderberg in 2013, amongst their biggest topics that they said they were going to be talking about, big data that came out before the Snowden break, and then the other one was Africa. You know, they'd like to get those resources in Africa, but they don't want to look like they're neo-colonialists. So, you know, that's another interesting data point right there. Let's go to Tom in Connecticut. Tom.
Good day, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Pleasure talking to you. I was going to talk about Ebola. I know that a government won't allow something to happen unless they feel at the high level, at the highest levels, that they can manage it. And it's my belief, and I've talked to some people who are still associated with that or connected with the government. They've said that the Ebola coming here is essentially almost like a pesticide, and the pesticides being applied to the pest, and those pests are us.
And, oh, absolutely.
It's their belief that they have an immunity to it, either through vaccinations or whatever, and that they're not worried about Ebola coming here. They basically want to get rid of us, and this is one of the reasons why. They may be just testing it with Ebola, kind of a weak strain, but they're trying to test it with us. But that was one of the comments that I talked to some of my friends about, and they really feel that this is staged, in the sense of they know it. They know that. I mean, the people that have the cavalier attitude about Ebola coming here, you know, just by watching their behavior, it just seems like they're not concerned about catching it. And so,
absolutely. I'm going to have a report tonight on the Nightly News about the Gaia theory. And, of course, this is something that came from a British scientist, Lovelock. And in that, they openly say that the human population is an infection on Mother Earth. They see Mother Earth as a living organism. It's kind of a pagan view. They even name it after the theory after a pagan god. But there are a lot of people of all different stripes that want to see population reduction. There are some individuals who have bought into this silly theory. There's also a lot of people in very high places who have made it very clear that that's exactly what they would want. They see the human population as a virus, and they see Ebola, in many cases, as the cure. They even talk about humans being a cancer on the planet, and they say, you know what we do with cancer, you know? So there's a lot of mentality out there amongst the general population, people who have been sold this idea by some of the elites, and then there are a lot of people in very powerful positions who would like to see population reduction for a variety of reasons. And so they've pursued a variety of strategies to do this. You've got Agenda 21 to control people. You've got birth control, where they want to basically take the population down gradually over a period of time by sterilizing people. And then there's other people who just want to go out and wipe out the population. So there's a lot of different people along that spectrum. I would not discount something like that from ever happening. We've had people, as we pointed out, the scientist here at the University of Texas bragged about that, got a standing ovation from the other scientists there. So there are a lot of people who have the capability to do that would like to do that same thing. Let's move along. I want to go to Dave in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. This is regarding Ebola. First, I want to start with the topic of vampirism and the globalists. They seem to be, in a sense, a group of vampires. They feed on life, and they feed on our work, our positivity, and they try and turn it into negative energy. So with that, I'm going to go to two mainstream media or sources, I should say. The new movie.
Well, I think we're out of time. Sorry to the people that we couldn't get to. That's it for today. Join us tonight on the Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, the radio show will be back tomorrow at 11 Central. Join us then.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Leprosy, or your kids getting smallpox, or your children getting Ebola. Drudge put out the tweet, self-quarantine. And that's exactly what I intend to do. When Ebola cases start getting up into the 10,000 or so in the U.S., if it gets up to that, I will self-quarantine my children. And I will have to work with my family, with who wants to lock themselves basically in the house with them or out on the property. and then I'm just going to stay here at the office, I guess. I've already had to think about that. I just can't believe how screwed up this is. Because if you get Ebola, it's going to kill you 70% of the time. And that's with top medical care. Once things degenerate and break down, one patient had rooms stacked to the ceiling of bloody bandages and feces. That was reported out of Dallas. One patient did that. Because the virus just keeps replicating and replicating and just displaces upwards of 10% of your body fluids and you just melt. Upwards of 10% of your fluids just become the virus. It just breeds and breeds and breeds until you pop like a giant blood-filled, vomit-filled, feces-filled zit. And I don't mean to be gross here. I just want you to know that they're doing this on purpose, and they're going to have made-for-TV movies about how what a hero Obama is and the heroes the nurses are and how once it spread, Obamacare and the feds and the army stopped it, but they let it get going to begin with. The flights are still open from Africa. The border's still wide open. Here's AP, Africa stems Ebola via border closings and luck. Remember who told you to shut down the border crossings and to shut down flights from West Africa 2 months ago? I am no rocket scientist. That is the default, what you do, federal law. Common sense. Age old. If a country had an outbreak of the Black Plague, what did you do? You did not let their ships dock in your port. If a ship had anyone with signs of plague on it, they had to fly a white flag with a black spot on it. And if you tried to land in any port, you got sunk. And if you got caught coming in with plague and lying about it, they would take every one of you in, and then they would hang your butt. Or force you back on the ship, train the guns on it. This is in naval history, so I've read so many books on naval history. And they would make you go out in the harbor and then start opening up on you. Because Europe saw about a third of their people die from it, so they were a little bit concerned about it. You might be too, if a third to half, depending on what country, died from bubonic plague. And by the way, bubonic plague is nothing compared to Ebola. Because you've got to touch it to get it. And then not everybody can end up getting killed by it. If you've got good nutrition, sometimes you can fight it off. Ebola is just unbelievable. And this is their October surprise. I predict Obama will sign executive orders on the power plants, will sign executive orders on open borders, will sign executive orders. He's already said he will in the middle of this crisis. And they'll probably, they already had MSNBC with an article 2 weeks ago saying the Second Amendment is the reason Ebola is breaking out. And I read the article and couldn't even understand their argument. I mean, even though it was a baloney argument, I couldn't even understand what they were saying. That's how mentally ill these people are and committed to wrecking the country, committed to bringing in global government, committed to driving down the wages, committed to Cloward and Piven to blow the engine of the economy. And they're doing an excellent job. Obama's job is to bring the country down. That isn't rhetoric. That's their real policy. That's their real goal. And if you don't realize that, you're insane. People are concerned out there, and quite frankly, that's good, because enough massive concern about this, enough phone calls to talk radio and to mainstream media and to Congress and to Obama. They've got Boehner coming out 2 days ago and saying recall, stop the flights, control the border, when he wasn't saying that a week ago. Now 2 days ago he is. You got Jindal 3 weeks ago doing the right thing. A little bit of trepidation. Rick Perry said a little bit under pressure. You've got Senator Ted Cruz saying block all the flights. But this should have been done 2 months ago. It may be too late now. And they're going to go on the news, and they are going on the news, saying you better take the flu shot, or if you've got flu symptoms, you're going to be quarantined. So see, that's where this goes. They let it get out of hand, then they start quarantining a bunch of innocent people who are already sick and sticking them in Ebola camps to breed it. Well, I got a little newsflash for you. I'm not going to your Obama Ebola camp. And said the Army is not going to be able to enforce it. And here's another issue. That's why they let it get out of hand. I told you they want to pull a civil war. They want to pull a collapse. Set nukes off. We got missing nukes. Biological outbreaks. I've been saying for a couple of years, biological outbreaks, one of the main cards they've got. And this thing is staged. Any way you slice it, this is what it's like to live under these...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The reason we point out how many times we've been inaccurate and how we're demonized for being accurate is so that people that are tuning in can go back and look up what we've said is going to unfold, so that in the future when we talk about stuff, people need to listen. Now, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell said that, and I agree with him. Ron Paul, playing off that quote, said, in an empire of deceit, telling the truth is treason. It's not a big deal to know you should halt flights. It's not smart to know you should send Ebola patients to level 4 government facilities they've built and spent hundreds of billions on in the last 30 years. It's not rocket science that the Army went in on the East Coast. In fact, pull that clip up, please. In 1989, when Ebola went airborne, PBS reported and cleaned it up. The CDC doesn't even do that. FEMA doesn't even do that. Headline, flashback, Ebola goes airborne, causes outbreak in medical lab. There are defaults. Like you see your neighbor's house on fire, you call 911. They dispatch the fire department to your address. It'd be like you call 911 and go, there's 20-foot flames shooting out of my neighbor's house at the corner of, please send the fire department. Well, how bad does it look? Well, there's flame coming out the windows, and it's pretty bad. Better send a lot of fire trucks. And then you hang the phone up. Hour later, nobody comes, and the next day you tell the media, yeah, this house burned down, and then it burned down three other houses, and the fire department never came. And they go, we don't do that now. And you go, but you're supposed to send a fire truck. That's what we pay for. That's the default. And they go, no, we don't, racist. You're like, but you are supposed to control the border and the airplanes, and that's what all the other African countries did and what Europe did. And shut up, racist. I'm sorry, deranged. The White House said through Media Matters, who they admittedly write the talking points and send it over to them, the White House is spending its time attacking Alex Jones and MSNBC and CBS News are. Don't you idiots love your kids too? I mean, you really are villains. I'm not deranged because I didn't want Ebola to spread. And now look, it's right here where I live. They're quarantining people right here at the University of Texas where students yesterday, that was shot yesterday and aired on the nightly news last night, what you heard earlier. 30 students, 17 of them, well, 30 people. The only folks that said no look like professors or UT workers and one young lady. One student, it looks like, said, no, we shouldn't bring up Ebola patients here and house them in our houses and read to them and take them to sporting events. One student, and then it looks like, 12 more UT workers said, are you kidding? But the students were like, yeah, man, it's racist. Bring them in. Because you could tell them anything. Turn your guns in or you're racist. Okay, I'll turn my guns in. Open the borders up, you're racist. Support Obamacare. Well, it has death panels. It was written by insurance companies and doubles prices on average and has 21 taxes, 7 of them on poor people. And it's horrible and it's terrible and it's rationing care. Shut up, racist. See, you don't have to be an intellectual. You don't have to be smart. All you've got to do is just act official and act like you're holy and you're good because you know how to say racist. That's what this country has turned into. That's what we've become. That's what we've degenerated to. Let's go ahead and play this clip from Nova in 1990, 1 year after this happened.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. Residents of this Washington, D.C. suburb had no idea that one of the world's deadliest viruses had emerged in their midst. In a primate quarantine unit in Reston, Virginia, monkeys in one of the holding rooms suddenly began to die. Secretly, a military team entered the quarantine unit and killed all 60 monkeys in the infected room. The crisis heightened as monkeys began to die in a different room. It appeared that the virus was moving through the ventilating system. In response, the military killed all 400 monkeys, ending the outbreak. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air. Had it been lethal in humans, it could have been catastrophic.
That's Stacey Keach narrating. And that's why, and by the way, they are selling out as I predicted they would, especially the fake blood-splattered Ebola t-shirts that have now come in. We'll show folks a document cam shot of that. Radio listeners can go to InfoWarsStore.com and wear these proudly. It's the word Ebola with the Obama symbol of the rising sun of death and evil rising over the planet Earth. And it has fake blood splatters on it. And on the back, it says Ebola. So on the back, it says Ebola. And on the front, it says Ebola. And that one is selling out very quickly. The other one will sell out as well, but not at the same rate. And it's in the Made in 1776.com area, Made in America. We have all the Molon Labe men and women shirts. And all of the belt buckles have sold out, except the George Washington ones. I would have thought I designed all these that the George Washington ones would be the most popular. They haven't sold out in 6 months, but the Molon Labe belt buckles have sold out. So that's InfoWarsStore.com, Made in 1776.com. We did get in a few thousand bottles more of the silver bullet, 30 parts per million colloidal silver, the InfoWarsLife.com brand of it, and it is about 80% sold out, so I really shouldn't even plug it. It'll probably sell out in the next hour or two. InfoWarsLife.com. A lot of other folks have doubled or tripled their prices of colloidal silver. It's selling out everywhere. We are holding the price. We are holding the price, though it's costing us more to manufacture now. We have a large amount in transit. It's being manufactured right now at a major U.S. laboratory, and it should be here in 2 weeks. But we have this in stock now. InfoWars Live, silver bullet, 30 parts per million, colloidal silver. And we have the Survival Shield Super Nation Iodine from a deep earth crystal source, the strongest, purest form out there, not from Pacific seaweed. We have the original Survival Shield as well. It's a lot weaker, more palatable for children. You will, at least everybody I know, will detox within 2 weeks on this, and you will feel it. And then after that, it's like a fog clears for me and everybody else I know that's taking it. This is not a game. There's a reason they keep lowering the allowance of iodine. That's even the type that isn't even that good in iodine. The reason they don't want you knowing about it, literally, but the elites are obsessed with it. We had one of the biggest makers of women's, well, they also make everybody's products, but one of the most famous product producers, very well known, contact where we get it from and then contact us wanting to buy us out, but for hair care products, our source and our contract for the source. And then we said, well, no, we don't want to do that. And so they just kind of disappeared, and I'm sure they're trying to find another source of it. But this is a big deal is what I'm getting at. It's a big deal because nobody's gone out and done this. And this is the type of stuff we're researching, really revolutionary type products. So Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, and Original Survival Shield, available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Also, what I'm doing to bolster my body's natural defenses is 70%, they debate, some say higher, of the autoimmune system is in the gut. A lot of it's in the skin, the mucous membrane as well, the sinuses, but it's the gut is the big line of defense there and the big buffer. And the intestines get all clogged up. Everybody knows that with all the gluten and the rest of it. The Oxy tablets from Global Healing Center, discounted at InfoWarsLife.com. Well, everybody I know that takes it. In fact, I don't want to put somebody on the spot, but somebody was just telling me yesterday how amazing it's been for him, who I think's out there running the board. I can't see through the window. The lights are so bright. Do you want to talk about what it's done for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is CJ. CJ, you heard me talk about it. They tried to get me to take it for a year. I just said oxygen that time releases in your intestines? I don't think so. And I've done other stuff to clean me out before that was pretty harsh and didn't feel well. And I had no discomfort. Amazing what happens with it. What happened with you?
I don't really have much cramping or intestinal pain anymore and feel a lot lighter and healthier and don't have the urge to go to the bathroom because it does what it says. Without getting into details, it's just been a happier life altogether, just not having intestinal problems.
By the way, if you just try it, folks, you'll be sold. I know that. If you'll just get a bottle of Oxy powder. Because I remember years ago being in a major Hollywood star's house in one of their guest bathrooms and seeing it and reading it and thinking, man, that's weird. And I didn't know that group that had famous Hollywood stars, you can look it up, like 6-7 years ago, talk about how'd you get so skinny for this role? And they said, Oxy powder. He's got it, you know, trademarked, proprietary. It time releases in the intestines. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Dramatic. And that's another thing I'm doing to bolster my body's natural defenses. Oxy powder, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
I did wear a pair of pants yesterday that I haven't worn in about 2 months. Yeah.
Well, it didn't fit. Absolutely. I mean, it's not just fat on the outside, folks. You know, the reason your gut's sticking out in a lot of cases is that, like John Wayne, they said, had 27 pounds of undigested meat in him. And I've talked to medical doctors that have done autopsies on people, and they say it's unbelievable. I mean, our guts are just clogged up from this unnatural diet, and oxygen, put it to you this way, there's nothing like it. And I'm going to stop talking about it. If you'll just get a bottle of Oxy powder, it supports the broadcast, the reporters, the team, everything we're doing here trying to expand at the InfoWars operation, and it is revolutionary what it's done for me and my family and others that are taking it. And again, I don't know. I've never been a big vitamin guy. I've never been a big flush my gut type guy. They kept pestering me, almost henpecking me, Dr. Group and Anthony, going, look, if you'll just take this, if we'll just take this, if we'll just carry this. And Anthony doesn't even, you know, own it or anything. He's just saying, you got to take it. You know, he takes it about once a week. And take it before you go to bed is the best thing. And they get ready to get up about 6 a.m. It's just that the elites all know about this kind of stuff. It's so revolutionary. All right, I'm done talking about it. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I want to have totally open phones in the second and third hour today, and I want to go to your phone calls. In fact, we'll go to them in the next segment. On Ebola, here's AP. Africa stems Ebola via border closings. Health officials battling the Ebola outbreak that have killed more than 4,500 people in West Africa have managed a limited spread on the continent to 5 countries, and 2 of them appear to have snuffed out the disease. And it says the countries bordering the areas have completely closed their borders and don't allow flights in. Because that's common sense, though. Countries run by African dictators do common sense type stuff. And they did things in Sierra Leone and others that have now stopped the expansion of the spread in those countries. They just said, you know what? Nobody come out of your house for 3 days. Go get whatever you need today, starting this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Nobody comes out of your house unless you're somebody running a power plant. And you know what? People did it because they don't want to die. And it stopped. Not here, baby. They're going to wait till it's really spreading so government can then say stay in your house and train us to sit like a dog. When they say jump, we say how high. I'm going to say it again. The flights are coming in right now, 150 people a day. The Border Patrol estimates hundreds a day. Other than Mexican, as they're called on the fill-out sheet from West Africa. They are pouring across. Pouring across. And just one of them could cause a chain reaction of Ebola. And hey, maybe you want your little kid to get it and bleed out a horrible death, screaming and begging. I know this. I've had enough. And I guarantee you, government, you out-of-control criminals, you are going to be held responsible. And the big corporations that sit overseas in Luxembourg and Monte Carlo and in Switzerland and in Grand Cayman, well, you sit out, by the way, all those Caribbean countries aren't letting West Africans fly in. While you all sit there safe in your tax-free havens, cops are going to be dying. FBI agents are going to be dying. Their kids are going to be dying. How are you going to feel about that, government employees? And these big corporate heads that pull the strings in one North American Union. And they said they'd bring in the North American Union, not allowing a domestic response, but a North American Union response. They said they would use plagues, terrorism, and drugs in the Banff Canada documents from 2007 that are in my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They use the crises to bring in the control. 800-259-9231. First-time callers or medical workers, police, EMTs, you are the people that are really going to be in the hot zone. in the jails, at the hospitals, having to respond to people that have got to be quarantined, who are going to... You get the short end of the stick. You get the shortest straw. Shortest straw. Shortest straw has been pulled for you. And now Obama wants to send the National Guard, totally untrained, into Liberia, all those other places to, quote, help contain it. And I understand the military, they have teams that are trained for this, and we've got inept bureaucracies at every other level. But, no, you seal the borders. You quarantine the people that have it, like they've done, and we stay out of it. But see, there's hundreds of billions of dollars to be made fighting this for select corporations that'll get the contracts for all the medicine and all the garbage, because they're not giving them blood transfusions from Ebola survivors or taking that and making a serum. No. They're giving them experimental drugs and vaccines so they can say, oh, it's safe and effective, and then lie and roll it out here. Hey, let me ask you that, America. Are you going to take the vaccine? 800-259-9231. And we'll also talk about, I want to hear from callers, not just Ebola and your take on that and where all this is going and how do we hold these criminals accountable and can we make a big enough stink out of this to let the establishment know they're going to end up getting in trouble so they might back off on letting this spread. And why are they so arrogant? I think they're going to get away with this. It's not just ineptitude. I want your take on that, but what are we being distracted from? What else is going on while we're busy watching the big bloody Ebola or Obola?
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's two different versions versions of it. There's a long version, about 6.5 minutes, a little bit shorter one that's about 5 minutes long, with Joe Biggs down at UT yesterday. Liberals signed petition to bring Ebola patients into the U.S. and house them. Students show enthusiastic support for the Ebola Equality Act of 2014. Yeah, they say you're homophobic if you don't go out and try to catch HIV. By the way, I'm not joking. In San Francisco, New York, for 20 years, they're called bug chasers. Gift givers, gift receivers. And I'm just waiting for the new trend to prove you're not racist, because it is sexually transmitted. It lives in the testicles for 70 days, not just 21, like in the rest of the body. So prove you're not racist. I think Rachel Maddow and others should go to Africa, and she should marry an Ebola victim, and, you know, she should contract Ebola, I mean, to prove that we should leave the border open. I mean, come on, you want my kids to get it, Rachel, and Geraldo Rivera. I mean, I'm bad. Matt Drudge is bad that we said we should control the flights and the border. So come on, Geraldo, marry a woman who has Ebola right now. Prove you're not racist. And prove you're not homophobic. Go out and, you know, inject yourself with HIV. I'm not joking. Come on. You want me to have Ebola? You want me to have AIDS? You go get it. Not even kidding with you absurdist nuts. Come on, Geraldo. Come back on the show and defend yourself or say you're wrong. Let's go to Will in Ohio. Will, thanks for calling in on this Friday edition. I guess I'm a little extreme. Do you pledge to find the nearest Ebola person and suck their blood? Yeah, you got a little phone problem there. Talk right at your phone.
Okay, how's that?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I was at the doctor this morning. We had a little conversation about that Ebola business. First of all, you know, there's only 4 hospitals in this country that can handle that level of infectious viruses.
Well, I think the answer is let people fly in by the hundreds a day from countries that have it and let Nigerians die on the plane vomiting everywhere yesterday and everything's fine. I think that's the answer, don't you?
But, you know, according to that nurse, we've got talking about that nurse, you know, supposedly touched her face with that contaminated glove, you know. And he said, now, what happened? He said they didn't have any hazmat suits for them. So they just put them in like a containment gown and they taped it to their neck with surgical tape.
Yes.
And when that stuff comes off, it takes skin with it. And if you've got the littlest pimple, scratch, cut, you're wide open, brother.
Sir, why are you racist?
Why? I don't know. I guess I just raised that way.
Do you want to apologize to Rachel Maddow and Geraldo Rivera and Al Sharpton and pledge that you will try to contract Ebola to prove you're not racist?
Well, first I want to see them go down there and marry someone. I'd give them the Hollywood suite there in Vegas, give it to them, all expenses paid for a week, then we'll talk about it.
Well, they're all for being able to marry however you want, so how about the entire staff of MSNBC and Geraldo get together and all marry one Ebola patient?
Share it? Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
They can even shoot a video and sell tickets on pay-per-view.
Well, I want to see it on YouTube. I can't afford no tickets.
I'm joking, man. I'm not. They'll probably actually come up with that.
But they said, as far as containing it down there, you said you ain't going to contain it down there. They reuse their needles and stuff down there.
Well,
nothing down there.
Well, sir, you just need to, we need to bring the Ebola patients here to prove we're not racist. That's what the UT students actually say, and I agree with them. Of course, you know that they'll be the first ones that if you actually brought someone with Ebola, they would run screaming the other direction.
No, Alex, I think we got problems.
You think we got problems, maybe,
a little bit? I think we do.
Well, the mayor of Houston's not worried about that. She wants to arrest and is suing preachers that criticize homosexuality because she's a fascist dirtbag witch. How's that sound?
Jail in Sanford, Florida, where they had the Zimmerman trial. I preached against homosexuality for years. They got me on tape.
Well, then we better arrest you, buddy. This ain't America, and you keep your mouth shut, racist. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hear Phil's Gang on the future.